pre-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's Joe and Adam.
Is this seat taken?
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, how you going there?
Mate, going great. As isolation week number three kicks off, descending slowly.
Is it three or four?
Madness. Oh, I don't even know anymore. I honestly don't know what day it is.
Really?
I don't really know. I did make a note of these few things, actually, just to let you know before I forget. Couple of things. Obviously, can't be going to the gym because they're closed down.
Not that you went anyway, but...
Not that I went anyway, but now every, like, once a week, I will, like, get a YouTube video up and just sort of that's my, you know, attempt.
Yeah, I love it.
Anyway, I got this one the other day, and this bloke is, I've just jumped straight in, but I assume you're fine with it. This bloke is, he must have been telling me to do, I don't know whether it was like star jumps or like some sort of like burpee sort of thing, like you got to jump a lot. And Amy obviously works from home, and she comes out, she's like, the whole house is like shaking. She's on like a conference call, and she can just hear like bang. And then because like I'm so unfit, just like, because I was just struggling.
I could just imagine the other end of the conference call. Like you hear the sound of the Tyrannosaurus Rex in Jurassic Park when it's slowly getting closer. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that. And then just someone just grunting while the T-Rex is approaching. And then we went for a walk after she finished work. I managed to pencil it into the schedule. And she goes, I started telling her about these workout videos I've been doing. And because you have nothing else to talk about when
you
live together and you're isolated.
Exactly.
And I found, like, I said this sentence and I didn't think it was crazy. And this is how I know that isolation has, like, got to me and is sending me a bit mad. Because I said it and Amy's response was, what? I'm like, yeah, the guy in the workout video is such a nice guy. Like, you can just tell, like, the way he talks when he's running you through stuff.
Just that emotional connection.
Yeah, she's like, you need to talk to more real people.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, like, you start just, like, getting too attached to, like, characters in TV shows. And,
at least you're actually exercising, though, mate.
Well, look, I'm getting some stuff done. But, look, I know you're exercising. I saw your time-lapse video of the home-cooked pasta.
The four-minute one,
Yeah, you were moving very fast in that video, so, well, you know.
Not only that, I've been learning the guitar. Would you believe?
Are you brave enough to share this skill?
Absolutely, mate. As soon as we started our little connection of audio here, as we normally do before we hit record, I just thought I'd bang straight into it. Yeah. So I've learnt how to play the opening riff to Brown Eyed Girl on the guitar. Do you want to hear it?
I sure do.
Okay, ready? Like, clearly deliberate.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's like it's like Van Morrison's in the room. The hardest part of that was for the first 10 seconds, not knowing if it was a joke or not. And I was like, do I have to be supportive for this? Or can we just say that you haven't learned it yet?
I just love it how you progressively started laughing as it went on. So
Yeah. I gave up after it continued for like 20 seconds.
Something really well.
No, well done. We look forward to the full rendition in
never.
Next week. Well, I'm learning piano, so should we actually – I'll learn the
– house band.
Brown Eyed Girl. Let's house band it. Well, multi house band because we're not in the same house. Let's do that.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll be the first multi house band. All right, I'll learn it.
I love it.
Adam, hell of a show, mate.
Huge.
Huge. I'm just looking down the sketch. I've filled you in on none of it. Let's get into it after this.
Which is great.
Good luck. Yeah, great.
On your favorite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe, I felt the need to really bring this up because it's just funny.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I know what's coming, but it's great.
Part of my job, mate, is to browse the newspapers of a day.
And we thank you for it. Yep.
Gotcha. And pick up on any spelling and grammar errors yes, that may arise.
You are the master of that.
One of my favourite parts of the paper, mate, is the letters to the editor.
Mm.
There's some gold. There is some gold in there. And I stumbled across this one the other day.
Yeah.
And to give you some context, the World Health Organization, also known as the WHO, like WHO,
yeah,
is the
yep.
WHO.
The WHO.
They've been in a bit of strife lately around the virus.
Been copying it from Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Okay.
Yeah.
huge. So the WHO is making a bit of a not a debut, but making conversation in the letter to the editors here in one of these papers.
Who. Yeah. Yeah,
come across this one, mate. The WHO is a really big and wealthy enough rock band not to need financial support from the US. Trump is right to withdraw its funding.
Yep.
And I read that and I thought, hang on a minute. is this guy legit? Like, and yes. It doesn't surprise me given the paper that it's in as well.
Is he banterous or is he mad? Is obviously the first question that comes into your mind.
I continued, well, I just automatically assumed the guy was mad. And then yeah. I read across the page a little bit and
sure.
a name jumped out at me and a place great. Jumped out at me that made me think, hang on a minute, is this someone that I think it is?
Yep.
That maybe just taking the mickey out of it. And I really wasn't sure. Anyway, and I'm assuming I'm okay with saying his name.
I think you're more than fine. I don't think he's worried about repercussions at this stage of it the was, game. I think he's okay.
The name was Ross Gillette.
Yep.
From Dalesford.
Now, how does he fit into the family tree?
How does he fit into the family tree, Joe?
Ross Gillette is my future father-in-law.
So. Right. Okay. So that's the connection. That's what pricked my ears up.
Because Ross by itself could be anyone. But then you add Ross from Dalesford, that's a pretty small pool to play with.
So I thought, that's interesting. And then, like, hours later, I'm on Facebook, and it's made its way into an industry Facebook group of radio. And they're having a bit of a giggle at it. And I thought, no, I've got to message Amy about this.
Yep, just to check.
So in our group chat that we've got going on, I believe it's called Jamie and Snoz or something.
We've married our two names and you've maintained your current.
So I've sent this in and I said, Amy, please tell me this is your dad and please tell me that he's been a bit of a larrikin.
The dream. Yep.
And she shoots back and confirms, yes, it is my dad and yes, he's being a larrikin. Well, I thought it was the funniest thing in the history of the world, which it was.
Oh, it's the best.
So he's Facebook famous, right?
He's Facebook famous. Which is surprising because I think he has Facebook, but he can't remember his password or something, so he can't really log on to accept friend requests.
Classic Ross.
So it's really a waste. It's wasted on him. I mean, can I share with you an update of I've had the joy of filling Ross in? We had a family Zoom chat the other day.
Yep.
And obviously, I mean, he had no idea what the internet had done to him.
Well, he doesn't. Because it gets better.
Yeah, go on.
I then discovered it had made its way onto Twitter. So someone's tweeted it and it's been retweeted about 500 times.
Oh, really? Because when I first heard it was only like 100, but it's just taken off.
One of those retweets was from a reputable journalist with a lot of followers. And then, like 2 hours after I found that, my colleague sitting next to me said, oh, have you seen this guy's letter to the editor in the Herald Sun? And read it out, and I'm like, yeah, that's my mate's girlfriend's dad. So
which is a closer connection than it sounds.
So he's Facebook famous, Twitter famous, and my workplace famous.
Well, radio famous. Wow, that's insane. Without you even bringing it up, the guy next to you.
Without me even bringing it up, yeah. She's like, I've listened to this and read it out, and I just laughed.
Well, fame hasn't changed him because when I told him, he said, you know, when you get to my age, Joe, that's your dream to be internet famous. And as we always know with Ross from his writings, I mean, is he being sarcastic or is he just, you know, mad?
Oh, absolute classic Ross.
Oh, banterous Ross.
So well done, mate.
No, well done, Ross. And I'm not at all jealous that you're getting more exposure than I am. No, well done. It's huge. easy. It's easy.
Joe and Adam.
Okay, Adam, bit of a weird setup going on here. Firstly, you don't know what's going on.
No.
Secondly, we welcome, and I mean, it's weird because Amy and I live in the same house, but currently, due to technical issues, we've had to be in separate rooms, but Amy does join us. Amy, can you please speak into the mic as much
here.
So we... Yep, beautiful, great. Okay, thanks for joining us, Hannah. I know
Hello.
You have a real job, and you have to get back to it soon. So we will... Be as quick as we can.
Anything but
work,
please.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, you'll love this. So, Adam, I just want to take our listeners back, you know, what are we going now? Probably a decade, probably 10 years. You know, before, you know, you reach the dizzying heights of
Where's this
public
going?
Speaking, Captain, when you and I would just be running the public speaking circuit in high school together.
No.
You know, just chatting it up, tearing it up. And
no.
And for people who don't know, Adam and I went to the same school. We were both very into public speaking, which has
is
paid
this
off
is a
for
stitch
one
up.
Of us.
I'm going to so. Walk out.
It's not so much a stitch up as just a reminder of a stitch. Like, it's fine. So what is happening is... There was a competition, and maybe you can explain it to listeners, Adam, the Sir Hugh Devine impromptu speech.
No,
if you could just,
no.
I don't have the audio of it. I don't have the audio of it, so don't panic. I'll do it. So it was, you got given a topic, and you had a minute, was it, to prepare a speech that had to go for like a minute, right?
Hard.
Hard for Adam. I think your rant ended up talking about getting shot in the desert or something. And then I think the direct quote was, bang, you're dead.
No, because the topic was, the topic was homework is bad for you. Or should homework be banned or something?
Yeah. And you end up on a, I don't know what you said, but when you sat down, your dad said, what do you want for tea tonight? Chinese, because that's what you were talking up there.
Because I thought I did really well, and I sat down, and I'm proud of myself. And
I think you won, weirdly.
No, they made up an award for me, and I never got it. That's how bad it was.
They made it up. So anyway, I just thought there might be some, you know, you would like the chance to show how much you've evolved in 10 years. So what I've done is I've just sort of gone, wouldn't it be fun if two of the greats returned just to redo the Sir Hugh Devine impromptu? If you'd like to play the opener when you can.
So which is the opener? Because you've sent me two audio files here.
It's the second one, I think. If not, it'll be a very confusing opener.
Because there's a 38 second and a 2 minute 38.
Yeah, I reckon it's the 2 minute 38.
All right,
do that one.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2020 Sir Hugh Devine impromptu talk. Obviously, thank you all for coming. We've picked the smallest room that the school could lend us out, and it's nice to know that all five of us audience members can fit in comfortably. Of course, this is a very special Sir Hugh Devine impromptu competition, as we bring back two of the former greats, Mr. Adam Spencer.
I'm not doing an impromptu comp, mate.
Captain of public speaking, going up against Joseph Baxter, who was in his time that guy that used to lip sync and dance to videos during the competition. Okay, we might just have a quick couple of words with each competitor. And again, thank you to all five of you for coming. For the purposes of audience numbers, we will be counting the competitors as audience members as well, so we can say that we had the minimum five people required. Okay, and we might just have a quick word with the competitors if we could now. Joe, thank you very much for coming back to the school. How does it feel to be back? Thanks for having me. It's a real honour. I don't know if you've noticed, but our voices sound pretty similar. It's like I said, a real honour just to be back at the school. I can see my photos still up around everywhere and all the awards, so that's nice to see. And just a real honour to be here. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you, Joe. You're always my favourite. Okay, and we might just have a quick word from Adam. Adam, how's it feel to be back? All right, mate, that's enough. Save some of your talking for the speech, mate. All right, we'll get into it now. sorry, I will just quickly say we will get into the naming of the topic. We have a special guest with us here, Amy Gillette, who has no affiliation with the school whatsoever. She was just the only person that is currently in isolation with Joe. So she will be picking the topic. Amy, if you'd like to come forward. And without any suggestions from the audience, just off your own bat, if you'd like to pick the topic, please. And then, Adam, would you like to go first?
No. Nope.
Okay. Then we'll go first, and we'll go from there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hugh Devine, impromptu speeches.
What is this?
Lovely. Polite round of applause. Thank you. Okay. So, Ames, all we need from you at this point...
This is going to be a stitch job, I guarantee it.
Is all we need from Amy is to pick a random topic, and then we'll take a pause, and then we'll come back, and then Adam and I will present. What do you want, mate? 1 minute of
Yep.
Sure. Okay. We'll take 1 minute to prepare. 1 minute. How about that? Ames, what are you thinking? What topic are you going to go for us? Now, I haven't spoken to Amy. Yep. Go.
On top of my head, I think it should be about why people shouldn't own alpacas.
Yeah.
Okay, that's close to the bone. I'm not going to waste part of my speech talking about this because they're words I could use for later. All right, Amy, I would say thanks for your time, but that one has hurt. all right, Adam, we're happy. We'll take a quick 1 minute break and we'll be back after this.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Segment change.
It's Joe and Adam.
Okay, we've had the minute. Adam, you're ready to go. I'll be a gentleman about it, mate. You want to go first or do you want me to go first?
No, I'm happy to go first.
Okay, Amy, if you'd just like to remind listeners what the topic was.
Reasons why you shouldn't own an alpaca.
Great. Adam, your time starts now.
3, 2, 1, go. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Adam and... I'm here today to explain to you why people shouldn't own alpacas. Before I do get into it, I must say you are all looking lovely today. And it's a great honour to be standing here discussing this issue with you and to really get the point across about why people should not own alpacas. Also, just another side note, it's probably my 10th time that I've been here today. Sorry, the last couple of years, so 10 years in a row now. And so it is a great honour to be standing here with you today. So there's a couple of points I would like to make about alpacas. Firstly, they're expensive to own. Secondly, they don't drink beers. And I guess the third and final reason is the fact that they can't fit in small cars, which is a big issue. So having said that, thank you for listening to my speech.
I was so confident you're going to run out of time. Okay. All right. All right. I'm up.
Okay. Hang on. Let me get the timer back now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to pander to you in the same way that Adam did with that nonsense about you all look lovely today. You all look like shit. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'll be honest with you. And that's what I'm going to do now, is be honest with you. Now, I'll be honest. Adam is a man who prepares for something like this, even if he does only have a minute. I spent my minute with my feet up absolutely relaxing. Not because I'm lazy, because I will be speaking from the heart. Now, I know I've wasted 30 seconds introing, but I will get into it. Okay, here's the thing. Your judge... I don't want to slander her, but she's, and I've just realized she's also the judge, but she has picked this topic because she knows I want to get an alpaca for our home because they make great friends. They keep the grass down. They're not as expensive as she thinks they are.
Mate, and you can
call
the
them awesome names like Weird Al or like Weird Alpaca, you know, or okay. I'll say other names after class.
Oh, it's the sudden finish that gets me.
Oh. Yeah, it just catches you off guard.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Amy, you've heard two not great arguments. You really have to choose a lesser of two evils here. Who are you going to go for?
Oh my God. Well, I'm going to say, having living with someone who, you know, you've just said that alpacas make great friends, do I trust a person who thought that, you know, the YouTube workout guy was a nice guy?
I've already told people about that, so you're not getting anyone with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they already know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to have to go with Spence.
Yes!
Oh, oh, he's even got his own applause.
Thank you. Thank you.
I gave reasons.
You slandered me.
Yeah, okay, what about Weird Al Packer or Weird Al Yankovic Packer or, you know, Kerry the Alpaca? You know,
Weird
like...
Al was enough. We all knew. Oh,
okay. All right, we know you have a real job to get back to, Em. So thank you for adjudicating, and we look forward to you if you're available next year. We'll have you on there.
Do it all again.
I'll be busy, but thanks.
No, oh, okay. We won't. Okay, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe, I guess an essential part of living in a house is having maintenance done on it.
Not now, housemate, but yeah, sure.
Really?
In general, yeah. No, we do that.
Yeah.
If the landlord's listening. Yep. Go on.
Had a guy come into the house a couple of days ago to just check out the smoke detectors.
Just to check, replace if needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Should be replaced every 10 years, and please change the battery every 6 months when you change your clock back for daylight savings.
I was going to say that.
So I am there and he comes on time and lots of stuff. G'day, mate. How you going? Mm. Young guy. Mm. Got a mask on because he doesn't want COVID, of course.
Right. Young as in 20s, would we say?
Oh, yeah. I'd say late 20s. Anyway.
All been a hard. Yep. Okay. Yep.
So he, because there's two smoke alarms in the house, right? He checks the first one. That's all good.
Great.
Mm. And what could have been another 30 seconds to check the other smoke detector?
Yeah.
He, instead of going straight to the other one, he asked my housemate if he could use the toilet in the hallway.
Number one, number two. Right.
And she said, oh, I'm not sure. And then I walked out and said, yeah, mate, go for it. Thinking he was just going to do a number one.
Well, you would obviously assume. Yeah.
But no, not this guy. Right. He drops a Chandler in my toilet, right?
He had the number two blues on his mind.
Yeah. Right. Drops a Chandler, points the poo at the porcelain, sits on there for easily 10 minutes. Like he was on the toilet. He was on the toilet longer than he it would have taken him to change the smoke alarms.
Well, I mean, no one's pooing in 30 seconds. And if it's a 30-second job, why not just go to the next?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Okay.
So he comes out and goes, thanks, mate. Fixes the other smoke alarm and goes. I'm like, that's cool. So I thought I might just go and check the loo.
Yeah.
And it's like not a major stench, but you know he's been there.
There's been a battle. You can tell.
So he's left a couple of deposits in the toilet bowl, like a couple of skitties.
Floaters or skitties? Okay, yeah.
No
floaters.
Yeah, nah, like this is, I hope people aren't eating right now.
No, well, they won't be anymore.
A couple of like little blobs. Like just imagine a small ball of blue tack. But
the description's the best.
But the stuff that comes out
we're all picturing
your other end. Couple of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, no, we understood it wasn't blue
stuck
tack.
On the side of the toilet.
Yep.
And he's also use the toilet paper, but left one square of toilet paper on the roll.
Can I ask what the starting position of the toilet paper was? Plenty of toilet paper to begin with?
Oh, there was enough, but like...
There was enough that you shouldn't
like,
have
I would have just used that last square and just changed the rollover. Like, just there's a box...
Change magazines.
There's no joke, a box of 24 toilet rolls right next to the toilet.
Well, you created this crisis, mate, but that's an issue for another day.
Yeah, but yeah. What would, like, I'm like, one square, really? Where's that going to get me?
Yeah, thanks, mate.
A hole in the middle of it and a bit of stuff on the end of my finger.
For want of a better word, it's an asshole move to leave it. It's a bold thing to do a number two in any house that's not yours.
Yeah. I mean, let alone if you're a smoke detector checker or whatever they're called.
Mate, I mean, even if I'm at a mate's house, I've got to go in knowing that it's a confident number two. You know what I mean? That, like, everything's going to be where it needs to be. Because if it's going to be like, you know, I've had Indian last night, I'm not going to risk it. I'm not going to roll that dice. You know. Look, we all have bad experiences at other people's places, mate. When I was five, I was doing a number ones at a friend's house, my first little play date, and the dogs started jumping at the door, and I literally pissed myself all over the room. So, you know, and I ran for it. So, so you know, maybe he's had that sort of experience where he's just sort of panicked and he didn't expect the battle that was coming. You know, if you're out there, let's hope it's not a poo jogger situation where
definitely
he's just going around to people's houses and he's just dropping deuces everywhere.
Dropping deuces.
Wow.
Anyway, so that toilet got heavily disinfected.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. And Grandma, thanks for choosing this one to be your first podcast to listen to. I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
At the end of another show, mate.
Sorry, another show.
Every week I just do that, and then there's an awkward silence after it because I haven't told you we're actually recording. So anyway.
Yeah, and I'm starting to worry that you're having cardio issues because you seem out of breath at the end of every show. No, this isn't really a funny one, and I know we're known for being the number one comedy podcast in the world, I think. Without
a doubt, yeah.
Without a doubt. We don't bother checking the rankings because we know we're at the top.
Yep.
But I thought, you know, just in these trying times, it's nice to finish with a positive news story. And I've heard of one, and this is not a setup to like a joke, by the way. It's actually a nice story. You might have heard about it because you are a news boy. There is a cafe in, I think it's, is it Melbourne? And what they've done is a system where... Oh yeah, Melbourne Airguns.
Sorry,
if you haven't seen Anchorman, you're going to struggle to keep up with us. there's a cafe in Melbourne, and what they're doing, I think, during coronavirus times is, now, I think the system is you can go onto, like, say, their website, and you can pay for a coffee, and you don't get that coffee, but it just is put in, like, the bank of coffees, right? So then... I think the cafe is near a hospital. And then when the nurses and doctors go to get a coffee, it's like, coffee's on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So it's like
basically
paying for nurses and doctors' coffees. It's, I think they do similar things with homeless people and meals, for example.
Yeah, of course. Yep, yep.
So it's just a nice positive news story. I saw it on the news last week and I thought it was a nice thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's basically, I mean, I wish I knew the name of the place now, to be honest, so we could send people there. But... anyway, you'd be able to find it. It's just a nice positive news story.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the people on the receiving end of those coffees, I'm surely would be very grateful.
Mate, I mean, we have plenty of mates that are nurses, and they bloody love a coffee. So
yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. And it's these little things that put smile on people's faces in these, as you said, very trying times. I think it's having a huge effect on everybody. So the small things like that are a really good way to at least get the energy levels up a little bit and the mind off things. So
that's right. It's a great thing. Small things. And I think you and I are going to introduce our own. You can sort of pay for us to have a Macca's meal sort of thing, aren't we? Like, we're going to do a similar sort of thing where, you know, you can log on, pay for a happy meal, and then when we come to pay for Macca's, it's paid for.
We don't have to. Yeah.
Yeah, so that'd be nice if people could do that for us.
Yeah,
because we're all working up.
Yeah. And
mate, another big show.
Yeah, huge. We do hope you are surviving okay in these times, and hopefully in a month or two we should hopefully see some changes with a few lockdowns and stuff. But that's why we're here. We're here to keep you company. So if you have any stories that you would like to tell on air and you'd be comfortable on and telling to the whole wide world, please get onto us because we love that.
Oh, please get onto the Instagram or Facebook, Joe and Adam, or just message one of us directly, because we absolutely love having someone call in and tell a story. I mean,
that's not us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when Craig messages us and says he's got a story, we just lose our minds. So if you do have something to tell us that's going on during these times, please get in touch. And also, it's less work for us. So, you know, it works well both ways.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
If not, we'll be back next week.
Yeah. Have a good week.